Proclamation number 3284 dated the October 8, 1944. Working for the Kingdom of God. Mission. People who are permeated by the Spirit of Truth are chosen to spread this truth, and this is a responsible mission on earth, for receiving the truth is also a commitment to pass it on. Constant activity is expected of them, activity for the Kingdom of God which conveys the truth to earth through these people. Yet the hearts of those chosen to do so are able to love, otherwise the Spirit of God would be unable to take effect in them. And this ability to love lets the work of spreading the divine truth become a joyful task which they gladly and readily comply with. As soon as a person is imbibed by divine truth, he also loses the sense for the pleasures and goods of the world. He only derives joy from spiritual knowledge, and therefore the spiritual work becomes his purpose in life. And yet it is a responsible task if he bears in mind that he has the opportunity to lead untold souls onto the right path, onto the path of realization, and that he must make the most of this opportunity in every way. As a representative of God, he is placed into a field of activity where he can work exceedingly successfully. However, it requires a firm will, great love, patience and perseverance. It requires the keen activity of body and soul. Both have to yield to the urging of the Spirit, which constantly spurs them to do this work. Thus the human being must place himself entirely at God's disposal, who informs the human being through his Spirit about what his work consists of. As long as the soul is still in two minds, it cannot hear the voice of the Spirit clearly enough and must try to banish this state by unreservedly handing itself over to God and appealing to him for his correct guidance in every way. It must not anxiously speculate and think, but must completely and trustingly hand itself over to the Spirit's guidance, and it will always take the right path. Then all events in life will approach a person so that he can accomplish his spiritual work, so that he can work for the Kingdom of God. This work is not obvious at first, for the time has not yet come for the working of the laborers of the Lord. As yet his laborers are prepared in silence, and their activity, too, is limited. However, they shall even be active in silence until the time comes when great activity will start for the salvation of the souls which will suffer great adversity. But the Spirit in the human being will guide him to where his work is needed. The time and again souls will be prepared who will likewise be responsible for working for the Kingdom of God, for many laborers will be required in the vineyard of the Lord. Prior to this, the divine truth will be conveyed to them, so that they will become competent laborers and be able to work for God in the coming time. For they will be needed by countless souls who still linger in spiritual darkness and will not be able to find the path to the light, but where divine truth exists, that is where light is shining, and if the light is given to people in the right way, if the truth is offered to them with love, many a heart will open up and allow itself to become enlightened. Being able to save souls for eternity is a happiness-inducing mission. It is a mission which is constantly accompanied by God's blessing, and every laborer in the vineyard of the Lord can be assured of divine help by merely eagerly striving to speak on behalf of the Kingdom of God on earth, for then he will always be supported by spiritual forces and his work will be blessed. Amen.